Today is a bonus. I have a brand new program for us. It may not be new, but when I renewed my master trainer license for DISC with Personality Insights, Dr. Robert Rome, they gave me this little program called Leadership Cues and Clues, Strengths, Struggles, and Strategies for Better Understanding. And it's really designed as a guide for teams, for the leader everything rises and falls on leadership. How many of you would agree with that? I'm going to go to a different. That I guess two different internet services, Wi-Fi connections is still not enough for me. I don't know. There's a conspiracy against me. And I won't waste time with that whole backstory about Starlink and this and that. So anyway, I have Starlink and something else, and so I just go with whichever one of them's working. Where were we? Everything rises and falls on leadership, and the toughest person to lead is ourselves. Now, of course, John Maxwell says that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. The way you gain influence in someone else's life is by adding value to them. Mr. Zig Ziglar said you can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what it is that they want. And my definition that I've developed through all of this mentoring, coaching, and training that I've gotten from all these great people, and 41 years in business, 27 years of coaching small business owners, and speaking all over the world and coaching all over the world, is that leadership, and this is our definition in the inner circle, our definition of leadership is leadership is effectively communicating your vision. So there's two parts to this. First of all is vision, and getting a vision for your future, for your future life, your future business is incredibly important, because when you have the right vision, that's going to inspire you and motivate you and empower you to do the things that you need to do to reach that dream, reach that vision. The problem is communicating it to other people. How many of you found that that's true? Absolutely. Even simple things in your business, like I'm trying to do this, I want to do this, I don't get it. Or somebody's trying to explain something to you. I don't get it. And so the DISC model of human behavior is key to that. In fact, if there was only one thing that I could teach in leadership, it would be the DISC model of human behavior. Now, one of the challenges that we have here today is I don't know how many of you guys know the DISC model of human behavior. I don't know how well you know it, and I don't know how well you have applied it and implemented it in your company. So today is going to be very helpful to you. So the first thing I'm going to do, let me get my slides up here. I'm very encouraged by the number of people we have showing up today. As a matter of fact, I probably won't get done with this today. We might have to do this again next week. And then we might have to just follow up and do it again the next week or the next week and have Wednesday mornings for forevermore. The only people who would be mad about that are the people who have a pod at 9:30 Central Time. Sorry. I'll get some feedback from our, because I don't even think about that. I don't know why. But I'm just like, this is when I'm available. This is when I want to do it. Okay. All right, Howard. Here we go. Okay, so leadership cues and clues. Can I get a yes and a
Yes
yes?
and yes.
Okay. All right. Strengths, struggles, and strategies for better understanding. And first, especially for those of you who may be on here who are not familiar, if you're familiar with the DISC model of human behavior, you know what your profile is. I want every single person to type in your profile right now while I'm explaining the model. Those of you who don't know, listen up. All right, so as a reminder, every person on planet Earth is wired a little bit differently than the next, and we are all wired with an internal pace or an internal motor. And some people are outgoing, some people are reserved. Outgoing people are, their internal motor is a little bit faster paced. Reserved people, their internal motor is a little bit of a slower pace. Not right or wrong, good or bad, it's just how you're wired. Okay. Some people are task oriented, and some people are, some individuals are people oriented. In other words, your primary direction, think of a priority or a compass, is either working on a task or interacting with people. Okay. So, it doesn't mean that you don't visit the other side at all. It just means that's your primary focus. You tend to lean that way. Okay. So someone who's outgoing and task oriented would be a D or dominant style. That color is green for go because those individuals want to get a lot of stuff done. The symbol is an exclamation point because everything's urgent. Today, 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 today. That's me. Then outgoing and people oriented is the inspiring type or I for short. This would be Deanna Sullivan. She's on the call right now. Loves people, loves to talk about people, loves to be around people. And by the way, the color is red because they're full of passion. Everything's exciting. And they have a star as their symbol because they don't mind being the star of the show. In fact, they prefer to be the star of the show. Right, Deanna? Then we have reserved, people-oriented, supportive type, or S for short. Those individuals are supportive. They want to be part of the team. They want to support the team. They want to support the mission. They are more slower paced, but they're focused on people, sweet people. They want everything to be calm and they love teamwork. They don't like conflict. And they're, therefore, their color is blue for calm. Their symbol is plus or minus because people who are the supportive type, they are wonderful confidants. They can see the good and the bad in any situation. They want to serve you, and they make phenomenal team members. Then you have reserved and task oriented, which is the cautious type, or C for short. These people want everything in the world to be correct. They want everything to be exact. They want the details. They have lots of questions. Therefore, the symbol is a question mark because they have a lot of questions because they want to get the facts. They want to know that everything's right. The color is yellow for caution. Be careful. Go slow. Now, the beauty is that this represents a phenomenal dream team. You got D's that dream it up. I mean, I'm a DI and mostly D until I get around Mindy and then I turn it into a goofy I and you know, my I comes out in certain situations, but my D and I are there. And so they're right up there at the top. And I wake up every day with new ideas. I woke up this morning with a solution, an idea to a challenge, that big challenge that we have right now, a big opportunity. And I was like, whoa, got to do this. So the first thing I did this morning, I start texting people, emailing people, delegating. D stands for delegate, getting that stuff going. So the dreamer, the D, the one who sees the vision, puts the vision out there, is very important to the team. The I is the one that promotes it. The I is the one that goes out there to the community and says, hey, come with us. You gotta use our company. Like I'm your friend. I like you. You like me, you know, and they promote everything. The S's are typically the ones who are there in service. They're the ones who are doing the work. Just out of curiosity, Mindy, are your dog groomers, or in your industry, are a lot of dog groomers S's or C's?
You know what? I don't have very many C's. It's S and D, and it's like almost that weird across mix. So the
Wow.
S's and then the D gets it done. So yeah.
So the D's are just like in here. I'm gonna groom some dogs. They probably outpace
Yeah. Well,
other
you know
people.
Crystal. So yes, Crystal's high D. Yes,
Okay.
and
All right.
she does two times the amount of dogs that everybody else does a day.
See that? See that? But the S's might say, if you ask them, they might not care for that animal and do as thorough of a job. I don't know if that's true or not, but they might say that.
It's usually
Okay.
not the animal, maybe the owner.
Wait, say what?
They're good with the animal. It's usually the owner that upsets the S's.
That's why we're here today. But S's, like we have technicians in the field. Customer service, they're there to serve. It comes natural to them. And so you want to have service people on your team to make the customer happy, keep the peace. And then, of course, the C's count the money. The C's read the insurance contracts. The C's make sure that there's money in the bank. The C's plan the financials, and they do all the detail work. Okay. So this is a dream team. The challenge is that your primary, in fact, let me just see who we got on the line here today. We got an IDC, we got a high ID, we got a CS, we got SI, we got an I. Oh, I gotta go. Well, everybody didn't answer my question. Oh, and then we got an I. That's Deanna. SCD, CD, SC. Okay. So the point of today's training is if you are a high D, high I, high S, high C, what are your strengths? What are your struggles, and what are the strategies that you need to use to have better understanding, to have better communication? You don't have understanding without communication. John Maxwell wrote a book, and he's often said that everybody communicates, few connect. We don't connect until we have an understanding. Like, I know you're talking. I know you're talking about something, but I don't get it yet. It's about connection. All right. I shared this on the webcast yesterday, and this is a graphic that Dr. Roma is very proud of. He said that John Maxwell told him personally that's one of the best illustrations of DISC leadership he's ever seen, because it's simple, right? And it identifies how each one of these profiles how they lead. So Hyades lead, of course, directively. They lead the team from out in front. Their attitude is, I'm going, follow me. Again, I'm mostly D in leadership. I'm like, here's where we're going. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. As we go along, I'll share some of my experiences with you working with other types. Now, also keep in mind that there's a D under control, there's a D out of control. There's an I under control, there's an I out of control. There's an S under control, there's an S out of control. There's a C under control, there's a C out of control. And I would encourage you to make sure that with your team, you're going to have a handy dandy manual to that you can print out and use as a guide. All your team members can have this. And but I want to encourage you that if you've been through the disc advantage, for example, that your team is familiar with, under control, out of control. Because when we're not paying attention, when we're not intentional about this, we just default into our primary style, and we're not necessarily, we're just communicating in our own language and not paying attention to how other people are communicating or perceiving or understanding things, right? So when you look at out of control, I used to be a high D out of control D. Now I understand how to use my D to lead and to understand these strengths, put the right people in the right spots and delegate to the right people, and do it in a way and be patient with the process. For example, Scott on my team is a very high C. And Scott, sorry, John Browning, who's one of my new partners, very high C. And we've got a couple little challenges with this new business. We're getting product out of Norway, and to pinpoint exactly where that product is on a ship is not the easiest thing to do. And so it's we had a bunch of changes because of the owner, the I bought this company and this and that that happens with. So the way I'm approaching it, the way that John's approaching it is two different things. And then Jim Bardwell's the I in the middle. And it's been very interesting to watch how we all interact. So high I's lead inspirationally. They lead from the middle of the pack. Why? Because they want to be involved with everybody involved. They inspire others to join them in the overall team effort. High S's lead supportively. So you can see they lead from the back. And the illustration that Dr. Rome has given in the past is if you ever see like a mom and her ducks, right? She gets the ducks going across the street. She's at the back, like, getting them to move, right? And they lead behind from behind, encouraging the team to move forward with their words of affirmation. High C's lead carefully. They lead the team from the side, making sure that everyone is in step and following the right procedures. And the illustration that Dr. Rome, who, by the way, if you're not familiar, is the world authority on the DISC model of human behavior. He is very involved in the inner circle. He's one of the experts that we get the pleasure of learning from and being with. And the illustration that he gives is if you think about a military formation, like when soldiers are marching, the sergeant or whoever it is that's leading them is I was never in the military, so I don't know. It's probably a sergeant. Anyway, is at the side, leading from the side, watching what's going on. What you're going to find is that you need to use all of these leadership styles. And the truth is that even though you have some high traits, we're all a combination of these four things. And we have to become well-rounded. And even if we don't have some of these traits naturally, we have to learn how to use some of these traits. Sometimes when I'm leading, sometimes when you're leading, I'm a DI, but I have to slow down and really think about data and really be more careful in how I'm communicating something, especially if I'm communicating with another C. And then sometimes you just need to bring your S out and be a little more compassionate than a D tends to naturally be, if that makes sense. Sometimes we need to get everybody, we need to be an I and get everybody excited about what's going on. And sometimes we just need to say, like, hey, let's get it done. So let's jump into it. You're going to get a booklet that has all this stuff in it, so you don't have to do this. Is this particular training is different than most of the stuff we get from Dr. Rome. Usually there's a lot of, write in the blanks and everything. There's none in here, so you don't have to write anything down. You're going to get all this in a manual so that you can have it to use with your team. But we do want to talk about it. So we're going to start first with the dominant leader, the D, the high D, and each one of the team member styles. So dominant leader with the dominant or determined team member. Here's the strengths. As long as you both share the same desires and direction, you'll experience harmony and you'll be able to accomplish a lot as a team. Your mutual goals, admiration, and desire to get results can be very positive and affirming. Now, Santiago is also a DI, but in his younger days, his I showed up more than his D. Why? Because he wanted everybody to like him. He wanted to do things for people to make sure that everybody, I's just want to be liked. It's a need that they have. They want to be recognized. But as he has grown, as he has matured, as he has built a family and helped me build companies, and he does full day coaching sessions almost every single day. Not sure how anybody does that, but he does. He does a phenomenal job at it. He has to be in D mode. And so we just have almost every morning quick text conversations about things, and we get a lot done together because, of course, he's been with me for 25 years, so he knows how I think. I know how he thinks, and there's a lot of harmony there. We get a lot of stuff done because D's talking to D now. The struggles. Power struggles over control are the most frequent source of friction and fighting. Since you both are competitive, you both may want to win every battle at all costs. Neither of you will want to give in or give up. You may think, if I give an inch, this person will take a mile. And in many cases, you're right. If you cannot reach compromises, your relationship may become a battleground. Now, we also have to think about the fact that this is also true with parent to child. It's also true spouse to spouse. And so my wife's a D, for example. Okay. And so, well, she's an ISD, but she uses up all of her I out there in the community every day and her S to serve people, and the only thing that's left when she gets home is D. And I know some of you are going like, you shouldn't talk about your wife like that. Well, we've been together for 44 years, and I say that in front of her and she'll just laugh. So, 'cause she knows it's true. And so we've learned how to, how to deal with that. But here's the thing. If you're a D leader with a D on your team, that person, let's talk about strategies, don't force issues. Don't threaten them. Don't give them ultimatums. That's what I used to do. Out of control D, like, we're going to do this. You're going to do this. Don't ask me why. Just do what I say. That ain't going to work with a D. So balance, holding a hard line with allowing the D team members some areas under which they can have control. Listen, if you have a D, like, I never have to worry about Santiago. He handles his business, his side of the business. I don't have to manage. You want a D on your team that's going to go handle some stuff for you. And they have some leeway in how to do that. So balance holding a hard line with allowing the D team members some areas on over which they can have some control. Allow the D team member to have choices, control and authority whenever possible. Do not lecture. Do not talk down to the team member. If one of my team members wants to get me upset, disrespect me, argue with me in a meeting, talk down to me in a meeting. And the only person who has the courage to do that is my high D son. The only way he can get away with it is because he has a leverage tool called grandkids. But it's pretty funny because he'll call me right out in the meeting and like dress me down. I'm like, dude, come on now. So sometimes we have to fight. So just be direct and stick to business. Do not argue with the D team member. If you do, they have already won the battle because they were able to control your emotions and reactions. So maturity is, let's say you're a D and you feel attacked by another D. Maturity is like, understanding, okay, that person's just out of control right now. I'm sure they have a reason. There's some reason for that. I'm not gonna let that bother me. I'm gonna get back to what's the goal, what's the vision. Let's stick to business. All right, now, if you're a D leader and you are working with an I team member, the interactive team member, the strengths. You're both confident and enjoy a fast-paced approach to life. The interactive team member will want to please you so desperately that they will follow your leadership, or at least appear to follow your leadership. And so this is where Santiago's I comes in, my I comes in, and even my son, like he's also a D or ID really, but you don't see a lot of his eye, when we're working together. But man, if you can ever get him to do impressions for you, he won't do it. He won't let you record him. But if it just comes out naturally, man, let it go because you will be on the floor laughing. He is so good at doing impressions of other people. So Santiago and I can then just, have a lot of fun with ideas and stuff that we're working on. And he does want to please me. And you want to have people on your team. You want to have the kind of relationship as a business owner that your people would be, it would bother them to disappoint you. But there's a step further. It would bother them to disappoint themselves. That's called better than phenomenal right there. And so you're both confident. You enjoy a fast-paced approach to life. Another thing that if you want to brush up on some of this stuff is you can go on to the Inner Circle website and replay making sense of your people puzzles, because it shows the different things that the D likes, that the I likes, that the S likes, the C likes, and I's like to be liked. So here's the struggles. You're a D, and your desire to accomplish goals and get results can be easily frustrated by the take life as it comes attitude of the I team member. Frequent conflicts may occur when your focus is on getting things done. It clashes with the I team member's focus on having fun. Also, the I team member's tendency toward disorganization and not completing tasks may cause you to become frustrated. Enter Santiago in his 20s. You didn't see the D very much. You just saw I. So he would come in the office. And back then, by the way, Howard was not only out of control D, Howard was also overwhelmed D. I had so many projects, so many things to accomplish, so many, we were growing. I had debt and I had all these kinds of things. So I'm at my desk trying to get work done. Santiago comes in and wants to talk. And I'm sitting there at my computer trying to get stuff done. I'm like, like this. And so finally, we both went through DISC training and we realized what each one of us was going through. Because Santiago might walk away from that conversation going, well, Howard doesn't like me anymore. And I'm over there going like, I don't have all day to talk, right? So Santiago learned something from the training, and I learned something from the training. So I'll give you guys some keywords here. So the I learns to say, hey, you got a minute? To which I said, actually, I have 5 minutes. So now I know that I'm going to invest 5 minutes over here interacting with Santiago, and I can put my work on hold for a second. And it worked beautifully. And then Santiago was like, well, I guess 5 minutes are up. See you later, Chief. And I'm like, okay, bye. By the way, there's a word for a D. It's called I'm sorry. You might just go ahead and say that before you get all out of control and get on people. Just go ahead and say, I'm sorry, but this is probably going to sound harsh. Here's the strategies. Oh, by the way, Santiago had a real problem following up with people. And probably had him and trying to do something that's not in his strength. And so as always, because people calling up, emailing, whatever, hey, I hadn't heard from Santiago. By the way, that's still an issue. And so we have a policy for that. You don't contact Santiago, period. You contact the office talks to Santiago, and we eliminate that problem. So here's the strategies. Realize that the I team member may never have the focus or the goal orientation that you do, but this does not make them a bad person. Make work fun. I team members work harder when they can play harder. I was listening to a speech by Barbara Corcoran, who's on Shark Tank. And she was talking about the fact that they have a lot of fun on her team because people, when you're having fun, you get more done, the time goes by faster, and all of that. So make it fun. I team members work harder when they can play harder. Do some projects with the I team member if possible because they want to be involved. Provide ideas for transforming talk into action. Write down the details of what you expect and keep instructions simple and easy to follow. Listen enthusiastically to your iTeam members' stories and tales. Their ability to communicate well can be helpful. Listen, one of the things I love about eyes is if I can't show up to something for one reason or another, like I went to Orlando last week and I got to Orlando, I'd had a little cold. I didn't realize it was getting worse, not better. And I get down to Orlando to do a presentation and I have no voice. Now, fortunately, with some hot tea and honey and cough drops and Diet Coke and prayer, I was able to get through. Fortunately, it was an interview style, so I was able to do that. And then I booked an earlier flight to get back. But if I had to do something like this and I couldn't be here, there was an emergency or I got sick or whatever. What I love about eyes is that they're always ready to get in front of a group. Hey, I need you to do this presentation for me. Great. I get to be with people. Awesome. Man, you gotta love that you got somebody who's willing to go out and promote for you. They'll say yes before they even know what the subject is. I don't know anything about this, but we'll get through it and everybody's gonna have fun. That was supposed to be slightly humorous. Anyway, okay. Santiago's favorite word is awesome. Everything is awesome. So when I'm teaching disc, I remind everybody that Santiago's theme song is the Legos movie theme song. Everything is awesome. And then it goes something like, we can achieve a dream when you're part of the team. And it's really a great, it's really a great song for getting everybody pumped up. Even though it's a kids' movie. But Legos, by the way, side note, that's a phenomenal business story. Phenomenal business story. So listen enthusiastically to your IT member stories and tales, and give a lot of praise and approval. Guess what I say to Santi all the time? Awesome. Be accepting of their expressions of emotions and feelings. An eye out of control can be as high as a kite or lower than a skunk. So I have two new partners. They've both been friends for 25 years or more in this new company, Fiber Protector, that I just bought. I have 51%. One is a high I and one is a high C. This is fun to watch. Now, Jim Bardwell is about the highest I that I know. And over the years, I mean, this guy gets excited about something and it's just woo! But he could also get really upset about something. But Jim Bardwell, through a lot of business experience over the years, has really matured to the fact that he can still turn on that charm and get you excited about something, be excited about something, but he still can bring it down to reality. And that's what you're looking for, all of us, to be able to use our strengths to get through the struggles with these strategies. Strengths, struggles, strategies. All right, D to S. You like to lead, and the S team, the sensitive team member, likes to follow and help. They will feel secure with you as long as you show controlled, stable behavior. Struggles. If you come on too strong, the S team member will be intimidated and will take it personally. Are there any high D's out here that have high S's on your team that need to go into a confessional right now? I mean, that I'm sorry. You need to maybe use that phrase. We don't mean to be like that. We're just trying to get stuff done. But when you understand the supportive type that they can be a little sensitive and they can Because they love people that they like things to stay the same, and you got chaos going on. You're creating chaos. It can lead to some challenges. So hard-charging D leaders often misunderstand the soft-hearted, easygoing S team member and label them as weak. They're far from weak. This can easily lead to self-esteem problems and low performance for the S team member. Understanding S's and then understanding the strategies is the key. Do not expect the S team member to figure out how to accomplish a task. Spell it out step by step exactly what you want them to do. I'm still trying to get used to this with Michelle. Michelle's an SC. She's been with me 19 years. She knows what I want. I tell her what I want, tell her what I want done, but she wants to make absolutely sure that she does it exactly like I want it done, so she'll ask me some follow-up questions. I could either get frustrated with that, like I used to, or I can say, isn't that sweet? Isn't that nice that she wants to do it perfectly and she wants to get more information? They want to please you. So, wanting to know how you want something done is very important to them. Be careful how you say things. This S team member is sensitive and could easily be hurt by spontaneous, off-the-cuff, negative comments and anger. Your voice tones are very important to them. Soft, sincere. Show that you care. Never compare the S team member to anyone else. This is hurtful, demotivating, and can cause them to give up trying. Express appreciation often. Be sincere. Say thank you. Realize that procrastination is a real issue for the S team member, so help them plan ahead in order to decrease stress and pressure. By the way, here's a phrase for those of you who are S's. From time to time, you might need to say no. If you're tempted to take on a project, take on some work that is going to really upset some things, you might want to say no in a nice way. Listen, I'm okay with that. Years ago, I found out that Michelle stayed up all night, did not sleep to make sure that our conference was going as it should be. Did she ask for help? No. Was there help available? Yes. I would rather her say, listen, no, I need help. So I had to get in and give her more help. All right, D2C, the strengths. Since both of you focus on tasks and enjoy working independently, you share some common ground. You're both task-oriented. As a team with your direction as a D and the C team members' attention to detail, you can accomplish a lot together. Listen, Scott Zach was my partner, and Heidi out of control Howard got this co that company in a lot of debt, and I was buying trucks, I was buying this, buying that. We had all this debt, and Scott's a high C, just couldn't stand it. And so he quit. And I had to buy him out. Now, Scott Zach works with me. He's not a partner nowadays, but after I got my act together and my personality as well as my values around money and debt. He came back, and that guy handles all my financial affairs, my companies, my revenue streams, my real estate, my personal bank accounts, all of it. Now he has Laura who works with him, but he oversees all that stuff. I'm buying a company right now, and he's not real happy about it. But I slowed down enough to share the why with him, to go through it, make sure I'm not overlooking something really scary. And so he understands. Doesn't mean that he agrees. So we'll get to that. So the struggles, you tend to jump into, as a D, you tend to jump into a project quickly, whereas the C team member likes to think things through in detail. You both want results, but they want things done right, and you want things done now. The difference in pace is the chief source of conflict. Your tendency to control things can be discouraging to the C team member who does not want to feel pressured. This will come up in just a minute. I'm going to tell you about a conversation we had about buying that company. It's possible that we could totally fail, but I'm not going to let failure keep me from doing stuff. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. To me, it's a phenomenal opportunity for us to grow. But to him, listen, you're comfortable. Why would you want to take any risk right now? Well, it's a calculated risk. So we'll get to that. So, strategies, do not become impatient with this person. I have to be very patient with Scott. And it pays great dividends. Don't rush or push him or her. Be patient. Give this team member time to make decisions. Allow this person time to gather all the facts and do things correctly as he or she defines correct. So I've learned that Scott is not going to make a decision on something that he hasn't researched. He hasn't, gotten all the information. He hasn't had time to think it through. Might get a quick no if you're looking for a decision. But laying all the vision out, the what, the why, the how, and why it all makes sense. Scott, think about it. And then he'll come back. In fact, we had a situation years ago. One of the things that my service company does is we wash high-end rugs. And I mean, beautiful equipment. It's a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of beautiful equipment that it's literally you wash these rugs. Well, before we had this equipment, we were doing it with like, we had like a wash pit. It's all manual. And it took a long time. And the guy who was running that department wanted this equipment, but he couldn't get Scott to look at this equipment. He kept saying, "Hey, we need this equipment. We need this equipment. We should get this equipment." Scott didn't want to do it. And so frustrated, he went to Santiago, who, by the way, is a master disc trainer. And he said, "You're going about it all the wrong way." He said, "What you need to do, remember that Scott's a C, you're a D. So what you need to do is you need to get all the facts and figures and do all the research on how much labor we're going to save, the production and the, in other words, the return on investment, and put it in like a binder for him." So they created this nice report and put it together. And he said, "Scott, listen, I really believe, as you know, I believe this equipment will really save us a lot of money, make us a lot of money. And would you look at this and go through this and give me a decision? Give me some feedback." He said, "Yeah, sure." Now here's the thing about a C. They want everything to be correct. So when they give you their word that they're going to do something, they're going to do it. It just might take them longer than it would take you. And so he said, when can I hear back from you? He said, give me a week. A week later, ladies and gentlemen, a week later, Scott Zach sends me an email that says, hey, Chief, I think we should invest in this equipment. $250,000. Interesting. Okay. Guess what happened right after we got that equipment installed? Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, Texas. Hurricane Harvey in 2017, the whole city was underwater. And all of a sudden, we had rugs stacked up to the ceiling in our warehouse. What was that? How many years ago was that? 9 years ago? 8 years ago? Over 8 years ago. We'd still be trying to clean those rugs 8 years later. But because we had all that automated equipment, man, we made so much money. We could have paid off all the equipment like in 2 months. Now we had it on a finance. I mean, we financed it over a period of time, and so we paid it off quickly and early. But man, thank God that Santiago had the knowledge about disc, and it was approached the right way. I mean, that would have been a disaster. A disaster. And it would have cost us a lot of money not having that equipment. This company that we're taking over in South Carolina has the same exact equipment. And so, guess what area I'm gonna grow first with that company is rug cleaning. Rug washing. Because apparently, Chestnut, I think a lot of people in South Carolina have rugs. Is that right? Fact, we might have some old school people in South Carolina that have their winter rugs and their summer rugs. Okay.
You are
And
funny, but you're right.
it's true, isn't it? It's true. And so, we'd like for you to come and take out our winter rugs and put our summer rugs down. By the way, those rugs drive fiber protector sales, which is the other company that I just bought. So,
Excellent.
profit, profit, profit. So be careful with criticism, with C's. It's easy for me to get offended by a curt email, a cold email that Scott might send me that says, I hate this idea, or, are you crazy, or whatever. Okay. But what I found with Scott is that he won't say that in person. So what you want to do is you want to give him time to think about it, look at it, and then have an in-person meeting. And then it's amazing how well your conversation goes. And if you happen to be a high C, let me give you a phrase to use. If your high D team member comes to you with a crazy idea, instead of saying, that's a terrible idea, how'd you come up with that? Instead, you say this, that's interesting. That's interesting. Let me think about that and get back to you. Make sense? Okay. So be willing to answer this person's question. Wait, be careful with criticism. While it might motivate you, he or she may internalize that criticism deeply. Callous comments or acts of aggression will immobilize him or her. Be willing to answer this person's questions and provide in-depth explanations patiently. Accept and affirm his or her cautious nature. Do not expect this team member to be a risk taker like you. Okay? Listen, C's can make you rich if you're a D. Slow down, and because they're going to see things you're not going to see, they're going to keep you from running in the ditch. Now, if I go back to when Scott Zach was a partner and I listened to him more, I would have been better off financially sooner. Doesn't mean that you have to, I'm not going to do everything that Scott says that I should do. It's a balance here. Because the fact is, if you want to know the truth, he didn't think that Phenomenal Products was a good idea, that I shouldn't do that when I started it. Heather, can you believe that? Back then, we had no idea it was going to turn into this. But guess what he says about Phenomenal Products and Inner Circle today? Wow, that's a great company. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that if that you have to totally give in to these other ideas. It just means that you're going to be stronger and better off by allowing these other personalities, excuse me, to help you. Okay. Now, I got good news and bad news. Which one you want first? Michelle's like, it doesn't
Good
matter.
news. Good news.
The good news is that this looks like it's going to be a 4-week series. And that's also the bad news that we just got through the D leader so far. So. Do you think Howard really thought through how long is this going to take? No, not until I started really looking at the booklet and I was like, whoo, this is a lot. But I didn't want to skim through it. I could have gone to one slide and given you everything that you, given you all the information, but it wouldn't be enough to make the impact. So, go ahead and download the booklet. I'll make sure that I think Lauren probably put it in the chat, and we'll also email it to you. Okay, is it in there? Yeah, it's in there. Oh, wait, that's not it. Okay, she put in the booklet right there. So use that as a reference guide, and then let me look at my schedule. And yes, Sarah, we can do a Q&A. So let's do a little bit of Q&A if you have time. Who has my first question? And I'm gonna be looking at my schedule to see what the next few Wednesdays are gonna look like.
So when we were talking about C's, you said, they need a long time to make a decision. What if there just literally isn't a long time? Like it's a decision that has to be made fairly quickly.
You have to make the decision. You just have to make the decision. Like, we don't always have the luxury to think about things. And, that goes with the territory of being the owner, Now,
Perfect. Thank
next
you.
week, I am out on Wednesday. And I'm back the 18th and then the 25th. is our conference. So let me get with the team and see when I can get you the rest of this, okay? All right. But Sarah, somebody has to make the decision. And that's the fortunate or unfortunate thing about being the owner. Buck stops here. Got to make the decision even when I don't have all the information.
Yeah, for sure.
Time for a couple more questions. Who has a question or a comment? Maybe something that you picked up today. I need to play the Jeopardy music?
I will. I'll go.
Go ahead, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, for the high CD and it, flip flops DC. Just being more considerate and a little more slower, a little more listening, a little more empathetic, and understanding that not everybody's on Zoom mode. So, and some days I'm not, so I just have to learn to appreciate that in others.
Amen. Amen. That's the whole thing right there is let's speak in their language. If you're outgoing, slow it down a little bit for reserve. If you're reserve, speed it up a little bit for the outgoing. If you're more task oriented, visit the people side, connect. And if you're more people oriented, then visit the task side, connect. Let's meet in the middle. All right, one more question or comment.
Hey, one thing, Howard, and I share the same profile as Michelle there. One of the things I would struggle with is like in emails or something, I would be too, like I could tell it wasn't good what I was saying, like it's going to be read wrong, but I'm trying to just get to the point and just say what I'm saying. I've learned to use ChatGPT a lot. So now I don't even try to make it perfect. I'll write out what I'm trying to do, throw it into chat, and it'll make it nice for me. And it's almost always like much better than what I was going to
Hey, and listen, chat knows disk. So
do.
if you know this person's an I, would you put this in, in I language? Very good. I like that. Okay. All right, guys. So let's mark down on your calendars. The next session will be the 18th at 9 a.m. Central. Did y'all enjoy this today?
Yes.
Let's All right, we'll have one more session. Leadership. Cues and clues. February 18th. All right. See y'all then. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.